Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Sage Conversations, where we believe that life and even the challenges that come with it is the greatest teacher there is. I'm Mara, and in this space, we try to uncover the wisdom behind these experiences, hopeful that these will serve as inspiration for us to achieve breakthroughs and elevate our lives. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sage Conversations with me, Mara. I hope you guys are doing okay. The past couple of weeks, or should I say even months, have been very busy. I've been going out again, you know, more often, not really working from home. I'm still finding that sweet spot with how I used to operate in terms of work and how I need to operate now. I've been working pretty much on my own like a year before the pandemic started, and working with other people, yeah, I really did miss it. But at the same time, like, there's this part of me that's still trying to adjust with, you know, being in the room with more than one person. So yeah, that's something that I'm still figuring out. Still figuring out my pace. I think that's why I talked about finding your pace in the last episode. I sound like this right now because, one, it's raining. And I don't know, there's just something about the rain that lets things settle for some reason. Whenever there's rain, I feel like there's something that I need to surrender, because we all know how rain works. Like, it's really hot, gets really hot, water evaporates, and then we have this whole process of like, oh no, it's going to rain because it's really hot, like it's too hot, and then the rain just pours. And I feel like the rain, in a way, is a good reminder of how human we can be, how natural it is to just only be able to handle so much, and then just one day let it all out. And I think this is what I want to talk about today. Because to be honest, I sat down on my chair right in front of this mic, not really knowing what to talk about. And then the rain started. So I guess that's what our topic is for today. It's about surrendering. And then I actually drew a card for myself today. And it's actually been a while since I did that. And, you know, just have a card of the day. Because like every now and then, I draw cards, like emphasis on like the plural form. But it's different when you get messages for yourself, like from just one card, like a day, you know. And I think it's a habit I want to start reintegrating into my life, especially now that things are super busy. Like, a card a day will actually work. And the card that I got for today is the Hanged Man, which is basically like, what deck am I using? So I use the Everyday Tarot, and I wish you guys could see it. I'm probably going to post a photo of it. So the card I got is that of the Hanged Man, which shows a man with his left leg tied up. You know, he's tied up to a tree. He's upside down. As someone who enjoys being upside down. And misses being upside down, quite literally. Like, this resonates a lot with me. But there's a lot of stillness in this card. If you guys are familiar with this, with a Hanged Man card, you know, it's a person hanging upside down, tied to a tree, but with a very calm, like very calm in terms of body language and just observing. And I feel like, I hope that this message resonates with you today, that amidst the busyness of things, we don't have to walk into every space that is being created out of this busyness. Now you might ask, oh, but I need to be in that space because, one, I don't really have much of a choice. Let's say it's something for work, right? And, you know, oh, I can't really say no. Completely understandable. But I think what this card is also trying to say is that, you know, we need to acknowledge what kind of energy, we need to acknowledge what kind of person we are before we move into a space. We And then everything else, we just allow to unfold, we surrender. When we do that, let's not think of ourselves as like giving up or being lazy. So let's say, you know, you have to go to, let's say, a work meeting, right? Again, you can only do so much, hold in so much, right? So how do we psych ourselves up? How do we prepare ourselves for that, for walking into a space as who we are in the moment when sometimes we feel like, you know, there is more being demanded from us? Surrendering isn't just about saying, you know, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore. Or, you know, it's not just about, if you're like me, going to my room and just crying, giving myself a good ugly cry. Or maybe for others, it could be therapy. Again, there are many forms of surrendering. But let's say in situations like that, you know, when you don't really have access to the usual way that you deal with surrender, like how do we prepare ourselves for that? And one thing I've learned is to, one, identify how I'm doing, identify what I can say yes to. And then another one is identify what I want to say yes to. So there's can say yes to, want to say yes to, and then there's I want to say yes to, but you know I can't, which is kind of like things I need to say no to. But we all get comfortable with saying no, right? But I feel like phrasing it that way, placing it in that perspective that I know I can do it, but just not today. It kind of like conditions you to have that perspective that I can't do this now, but I probably can later on. Or I may ask to do this now, I need to do this now, but I can't. And in that space between wanting to do it and not being able to do it, we identify now what kind of support do we need before we walk into that space where we need to, you know, talk to another person, deal with another person or a situation. And that is what we will be needing help with. You know, that is what we can be vocal about. And so in between that space of wanting to do something and not being able to, there's still that, like, we still give ourselves that impression and that assurance that something is still being done. But because we are being open about it, you know, like, okay, what kind of support do I need right now? I need to delegate work. And when we say that out loud, it's like, oh, okay, this is what I need right now. And whoever responds to that, or whatever response you get, that is where the surrender happens. Surrendering can happen. Like, surrendering isn't just this whole, you know, you like be like a cloud where you just absorb everything and then just, you know, let it all out. Surrender is a choice. Surrendering is a choice. And it's funny, like right in front of me, there's a postcard staring at my face. And it says here, so this postcard is by my friend, her name is Milka. And she said, it says here on the postcard, I've decided to give all my energies to everything that's holding life. And I guess that's also why I came up with surrender. Because we have this pressure that we put on ourselves that we need to hold our lives together. And then we forget that there's something bigger than us that holds it all together. The coolest way, the universe, God, the divine, Krishna, however you want to call the highest being, is the one holding on to everything, orchestrating everything. The details of holding everything together, it takes a lot. And surrendering is, you know, surrendering is trusting in that. That in times that we can't seem to hold our lives together, there is something bigger than us. Of course, aside from the people around us, there is something, someone bigger than us holding everything together. You know that, I'm sure like you've heard of this many, many times. And people say, oh, everything's falling into place. And this happens with surrender. When we surrender, we give ourselves space to breathe. We give ourselves a chance to see more clearly, hear more clearly. Because sometimes when the mind is foggy, like all the other senses also kind of become hazy and unclear, foggy. Whatever adjective is the synonymous to those. And we need that clarity. We need that clarity to know what we need, where we are, what we can't handle and what we can create. I'm looking at the code again. I've decided to give all my energies to everything that's holding life. You know, at first, I was like, how is this surrendering when you're trying to hold everything together? And then I realized that maybe that's like, that's our initial, like, that seems to be the default for a lot of us who have been conditioned, you know, by this material world. That everything here, the word everything here, pertains to everything around us. Instead of thinking of, you know, everything means everything beyond us. Because everything beyond us is what's holding life. Everything that we see right now, yes, it's holding life, like, you know, our houses and everything. But they're all very much temporary. And much like the places that we live in, the people that we talk to, the things we are going through are also temporary, never changing. Our bodies are temporary. So let's make the best out of it. Let's make our experience on this world, on this plane, rather, in a way easier for us. Looking at the hanged man again, and I thought, you know, even if he's hanging upside down and he seems really chill, that rope being, you know, tied around his ankle must be cutting off the circulation of his blood. I mean, it's still uncomfortable. But we have to recognize that at one point in our lives, in whatever situation we are in, we have to let ourselves down. Not like let ourselves down, fail ourselves, but like, you know, let us allow ourselves to come down from being, you know, hung upside down so we can be on our feet. I'm probably speaking from experience right here, speaking also from where I am, especially now and finding, you know, I thought my transition would be faster, but apparently not. There's still a lot to learn. There's part of me that's trying to rush it because I feel like, oh, I owe it to everybody else to match their pace. And that isn't really a healthy mindset. It's hard, but I guess I gotta follow my own advice and just be more honest about, one, what can I do? What do I need to do? What I want to do and what I want to do, but I can't at the moment. So I'll know what kind of support I need. Need to know what to surrender. Because in doing that, in knowing that we can get support when we surrender, it is a practice of trust. It is acknowledging what everyone else is capable of as well. It's acknowledging what people can give to you at that moment. It's a chance for them to live out their purpose and reason, personal, you know, their personal reason, their personal purpose, or, you know, their purpose in your life. I need to follow that advice. So surrendering isn't giving up. Surrendering is allowing yourself to see more clearly what you need, what you want. It is entrusting that in between the spaces of, I still can't do it, and I can't do it anymore, I've given up. It's recognizing that there's still a lot to explore in between those spaces. Surrendering is allowing ourselves to also be surprised. So maybe in the midst of everything that's happening right now, life may surprise you. People may surprise you in such a way that will encourage you and remind you that, you know what? You're not doing so bad. You're actually doing pretty great. It's the universe's way of saying, thank you for surrendering. I heard you. Thank you for trusting. Lastly, surrendering is an act of humility. We are not the ones completely holding our lives together. We are co-creating it, yes. There are parts of our lives we are holding together, but not all of it. When you recognize that, maybe surrendering will be easier, knowing that things, as much as things will work out for us, there are things that won't. But even the things that won't work for us, like, it'll make sense later on. It'll fall into place. So I'm ending this podcast with just words of encouragement about, you know, surrender and trust. I hope that you find it in you to trust yourself more, to trust that what you need at the moment is valid, to trust that what you need at the moment is something that you can express and that you can ask for. Help yourself right now if you're going through a tough time. Surrender so you can see the spaces. Surrendering again isn't giving up. It's knowing that it's out of our control. And instead of just thinking, oh no, what other things are out of my control? This allows us to see what we actually can create. Kind of like the rain, when it falls down from the sky, it lands on the soil. And what does it help create? Without rain seeping through the soil, plants will not grow. So I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure to follow Sage Conversations on Instagram. So we are Sage Conversations Podcast on Instagram. I'm also on Instagram, like my personal account, Movement in Myriads. If you guys haven't liked or subscribed our episodes, please do so. And I hope to see you next week. If you have any comments, any reflections from today's episode, just let me know. Send me a DM. DMs are open. If you're up for a chat, that'll be cool. So anyways, may you all be well. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you always feel love. Bye. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Sage Conversations. If you found value in our content, share your thoughts with us on Instagram and Facebook. And tag us at Sage Conversations Podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with people you know and love. Every bit will help us grow our circle. Once again, thank you so much. May you be well and may you feel loved. Until the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.